First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. I'm Aaron Feely alongside Coach Daryl Bullington of the Kemmer Rangers, who just won their first state championship in wrestling. How are you doing today, Coach?
Pretty good. Thanks, Aaron, for having me.
Oh, of course. So, obviously, you've been there since 99, and you just won the 2A Wrestling Coach of the Year Award. Can you take us through kind of what it feels like to, you know, be named the best coach in the sport of wrestling across all of 2A?
Well, it's an honor. I really think that this, you know, it just didn't happen this year. It was a culmination of a lot of hard work and years where, you know, things were up and down, and then the last 5 or 6 years we've been, you know, in the hunt there.
Mm-hmm.
We've placed, well, we were runner up three times or twice, I think. And then, twice. And then, you know, in the top four a couple times there, a few points out of first. So, just a lot of things came in to play this year that fell in place, and the kids responded, and I'm just grateful for the kids for their efforts and making this possible.
Well, and you talk about some of the kids. Obviously, one of the cool parts of this was it was noted that several former Kemmer wrestlers that maybe have moved on, graduated, done other things, were actually there. They showed up to state to watch the team win its first title. Is there any part of that that makes it, I don't know, just a little bit cooler that some of your old wrestlers would come back to watch this current team go out there and win that first title?
Yeah, that was really neat. I think, I was happy for them to see that because, you know, they were building up to this point and really kind of set the stage. I think in 19, we were like 3 points out of first place or four. So I was just happy for them. They've come back and contributed a lot. Kids, you know, on Christmas breaks and coming home from college and working, you know, coming into the room, helping out. So that was really neat to see. I've had Steve Walker, Toad Walker, is what we call him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the room for probably 15 years now. And he was one of my, you know, former wrestlers also. So that's a really neat to see for the kids that we had this year, to see that they cared that much and wanted them to succeed.
Yeah. And then obviously you had a couple of individual gold placers in Walker and I hope I'm saying his name right. Is it Prophet?
Yes. Prophet,
okay.
And then Haslam.
Oh, yeah.
So
and Haslam.
We had three. Yes. Yes.
And obviously I know for a fact Walker has won, you know, individual gold in the past. As far as you could tell, did it seem like there was anything, you know, that made it more special? Was there like that extra elevated bit of energy between, okay, yeah, I've been here, I've done this, I've won another gold. Oh boy, but now my team is joining me. We've all won state this year. You know, was there anything that you noticed that was like, you know, it's a bit different this time around?
Sure. You know, because we've had a lot of state champions in the past, and we just never had the depth to make that possible. Carl, for example, had won two. Well, this was his second title. Actually, this was Reagan's first title.
Oh.
His brother had won three before, and he was part of that 2019 team where we came 3 points away, I think it was. So, you know, yeah, that's pretty special for those kids that have been there. You know, they've had either brothers in the program or, they've been there in eighth grade and watched it. And I think the neatest part was that it kind of brought more of our community, wrestling community, together again. You know, there was a lot of people from that had wrestled for me in the past that were there, you know, and it was obviously a pretty neat moment for them to see that happen finally. You know, because they're the building block of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was times where we'd have maybe 10 kids on the roster or 13 and still, you know, have a lot of kids place at state. And so I think that was kind of special for them to see that because, you know, they had a part in keeping that going.
Yeah, and obviously this winter was kind of huge for Kemmer, too. Even the football team, you know, Kemmer being a smaller town, had been beaten up a little bit in previous years. The football team strung a couple of wins together, and then it goes into the winter. The wrestling team's always good. But, you know, this time, rather than just being good, you guys took it all the way to state, win the state championship. Your basketball team even, you know, made quite a run into regionals and then I believe into state. Can you tell me about, you know, is there any sort of, can you feel a cultural change among the student body? You know, what was the school like as the athletics were really starting to pick it up this year and especially here in the winter?
Yeah, I think so. You know, how that it just kind of helps out everybody when they see, you know, the change there. Because I think there was a lot of changes. I think attitudes, work ethic, and you can accomplish this type of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that a lot, yeah. And then especially our kids that were in football, obviously.
And then if you could just take us through as a parting bit here, kind of the emotions that went through the team when, you know, we've already talked about it. You've come close in the past. This year, not only did you win, you had it clinched before your final match. Going into that, what was kind of the emotional state of the team where you're going into this final match and you're thinking, oh my goodness, we've clinched state. We're the champions.
Well, you know, I didn't approach it that way. We approached it as, you know, you're still fighting for each other and you're doing mm-hmm. the best, get the best, you know, the next best thing you can get for, like, our kids that didn't make it into the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the kids in the finals, I mean, that's their ultimate goal is to win a state title. And, we had, six kids in the finals, and half of them won it. So, but I think, you know, it's kind of a roller coaster when you get in that position. But it was more of like, yeah, we finally done it, and the kids were so, I think they were more happy about it, you know, that they were able to do that. And so, yeah, it's definitely a great feeling, and I think the kids, the whole chemistry of this unit, you know, the team was just outstanding this year. They had a drive, and they worked hard every day. They didn't complain, and they were always, you know, trying to do their best. So I think for me to take away from that was just the chemistry of the team, how they work together.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you very much, Coach Bullington of the Kemmer Rangers wrestling team, your 2A State Wyoming Wrestling Coach of the Year. Thank you very much for joining us, Coach.
Thank you.
This has been First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.